Last night, the mainstream media was totally focused on Trump's whomping of Nikki Haley in New Hampshire. But another big story was breaking. It was breaking out in Arizona that they totally ignored. A new audio tape emerged that's been sending shockwaves through the Republican Party. We'll get to that audio here in a second. But first, some context on this story. Last March, Senate candidate Carrie Lake appeared at a CPAC event and drop this little nugget of a bomb. Listen.
People are to stop me and to silence you. I decided to share this. It's a little bit controversial, but I'm going to put this out. Somebody showed up at my door this week. They called me before and said, I got to talk to you in person. This can't be done over the phone, which is always kind of like, uh-oh, what's that going to be about? They came to my door and they tried to bribe me out of getting out of politics. This really happened. I'm telling you this because this is how disgusting politics is. A mom who runs for office and they're afraid of me, they tried to bribe me with a job title, with a huge salary, a position on a board. This is how they do it.
Really? Bribing you to get out of the race so they can put an establishment neocon candidate in your place? The liberal media jumped all over it at the time, right? When after she made that speech at CPAC, the liberal media said this, you know, Carrie Lake spins tale of attempted bribery to drop out of politics, spins a tale. Yeah, that's basically how they painted it. Like, oh, she's just making up a story to elevate herself, laughing at her. Sure, someone tried to bribe you. Right, right. Okay, sure. Well, apparently it did happen exactly as she described it. And now we have the secretly recorded audio. And before you ask this question, as I did, Arizona is considered a one-party consent state, meaning the person doing the recording is the only one that needs to consent to it, which I always found funny. It's like, you know, like in certain states, you have two-party consent. Like you're going to record a phone call. Like I think the state of Maryland, that came up during the Bill Clinton, what was it? I forget.
Kenneth Starr?
Yeah, it came up during all of that, but I forget who was one of the women that recorded illegally. And there was
Monica Lewinsky's friend.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of her name. It starts with a T, and I'm drawing a blank here. Anyone in the chat room?
I can't think of it right now either.
Anyone in the chat room, let me know. But anyway, that got brought up, I think, in Maryland because she was illegally recording both sides of the phone call. You know, you can't, both parties have to agree to it. Anyway, Arizona, you don't. Just one person has to do it. So she's, and it just can be a phone call, it can be face to face. It doesn't matter. So somebody recorded it. Arizona is considered a one-party consent state. So, the hidden recorded audio allegedly features Arizona GOP party chair Jeff DeWitt. And I think it's safe to say not even allegedly anymore because just about an hour ago, he is now officially resigned. So, but, you know, we're just saying allegedly.
Linda Tripp. Thank you.
Linda Tripp.
Yes.
Tripp, Tripp. I knew it was a T in there.
I knew the chat would get it.
Thank you, guys. Linda Tripp. Anyway, so Jeff DeWitt illegally recorded. Not illegally recorded. Let me go back. Hidden recorded audio allegedly features Arizona GOP party chair Jeff DeWitt meeting with Senate candidate Carrie Lake. He shows up to meet with her and attempts to bribe her out of the race. He claims to be a messenger for some deep state folks back in D.C. I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. So who exactly sent him here to get her to drop out? We don't know. But, quote, there are very powerful people who want to keep you out, end quote, he told her during this meeting. Then he asks her, what do you want? Lots of money? High-paying position like Hunter Biden at Burisma? Where you don't get to do anything at all? You don't have to do anything? You just collect a big paycheck every month? These are all things that he offers on her behalf of these unnamed bullies back in Washington, D.C. So here's just a sampling. I'm going to play a few little chunks of this. Here's just a sampling of this attempted bribe, asking her to stay out of this race for 2 years. Listen.
So what's going on? What is, I'm assuming this is our friend.
This is back east. There are very powerful people that want to keep you out.
I know they do.
But they're willing to put their money where their mouth is in a big way. So this conversation never happened.
This is crazy though. They should want me. I'm a great candidate. People love me.
These people are corrupt.
Well, maybe you're right.
They are right. They are corrupt.
Maybe. This is a wrap. Don't go. You care, though. I'll get myself in trouble. This, if you say no, that's just fine. It's your choice. Don't tell people.
They're going to try to have me murdered.
I wouldn't doubt that either. Saints world, man. If that stuff that came out last week is right about the cartel stuff, man. They say the cartel's operating in 50 states right now. Like all 50. You know? Mm-hmm. So.
So what's going on? Who is it? What?
Forget the who. Let me just tell you the what. Let's just say there are people calling around saying, gosh, no, they can't repeat this. Never repeat this. If you say no, don't. Because I got offered to buy out. Don't use it. Because then we lose our ability to get things done in the future.
Here's my problem. Rather than just say, let's work with her. She's a great candidate. Because they don't own me. And it pisses me off.
Yeah, it's not almost about ownership.
It's about control.
I don't know if it's about control. It's about being on the team. I guess that's, you know what I mean?
They want to be on the team.
They want you to be on their team. But just team. You know?
But if they're pushing a globalist agenda, I can't do that. So what do they want? What do they want me to do?
They want you to stay opportunist. But I'll tell you what I can offer you.
I'm not going to pause for 2 years. The battle is now. But I'm offended by whoever these people are that they're trying to buy me out of.
Well, you should be honored.
That I'm offended that there's people back there who just don't give a about our country.
Do you understand, though? You should be honored. That means they know how powerful you are.
Well, I can tell them
if
that.
If you weren't powerful, they wouldn't want to have this conversation.
Yeah.
Right? Just to say, is there a number at which
I can be bought?
Not be bought.
That's what it's about.
You can take a pause for a couple years.
No.
And then go right back to what you're doing. Mm-mm.
No. 10 million, 20 million, 30, no, no, no. A billion, no. This is not about money. This is about our country.
No.
I'm not going to let these people who hate our country tell me not to run. You should call them and tell them to get behind me.
I mean, I
can win, and they should get behind me.
I will happily say those words.
Yeah.
Do you think my words will carry any weight? No.
Okay, well, did you think you would come in here and that I would be bought?
It's not being bought.
Yes, it is. Being bought. No. They are trying to buy me out of running. I'm flattered. I'm offended. I'm offended for our country. We have people like this who live here.
What I think is this. Is it can give you an incredible opportunity to have a bigger voice to fight for stuff than you currently do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to deal with people like this. These people are un-American, and I think they're unethical, and I would be absolutely immoral if I did that.
Again.
That's immoral. I couldn't look at my...
I love how he started it off saying, don't worry about the who in any of this. Don't worry about who these people are. Just know what they want, which is they want you out for 2 years. They want you to sit on the sidelines for 2 years. We want you to take a back seat while we put up some other fresh faces for the next 2 years. You can just, you know, we don't want that. They don't think that Trump will win. That's another big piece of this. They don't want Trump. They don't think Trump's going to win. They think he's old news. They don't want you tied to Trump because you're very tied to Trump. And she says, Trump's my guy. I'm supporting him. I'm not going to not support him. I'm sorry that they don't think that he's going to win. That's up to them. But I'm not going to do it. So I have a lot of questions. Yeah. I have a few questions on this. I mean, number one, so she recorded this, right? I mean, reporter, she knows what she's doing, right? She's probably new, and he called her and said, I need to meet with you face to face. I'm coming over. So she got the iPhone ready. She hits voice memo record. We don't know. I'm just saying, clearly it's the two of them. Who's doing the recording? I don't know. Was there a secret? Was there somebody else there with a boom microphone, like with an arm microphone recording? Anyway.
Also, in this day and age of like your phone listening in, even when you're not recording, if I was going to have a conversation with somebody like this, I'd be like, let's take a walk. Let's go somewhere.
It's like, yeah, It's like what you have to do in like mafia times, right? Like, let's
Come on, Jimmy.
Come on, Jimmy, let's take a walk to the park, you know?
Naked in a previously undisclosed sweat lodge is about the only way I would do something like this and feel confident about it.
Exactly. Walking in the woods with like, yeah, naked with your hands like this.
That's how I take walks every day. makes it a little rough in some of the... Anyway, yeah, she's got her phone out. She's recording it using the voice memo. So she's, you know, she's doing that. And she has to know what's going on here. So, but my question is, this happened a year ago. So this recording is a year old. She recorded this back in early March of 2023. So why now? Like, why are we just now hearing about this? This leaked audio. I mean, how did it leak? Did a staff member get it? I'm just curious. Like, I want to know the logistics of that. You know, how did this audio leak out? How did this come about? And why are we just hearing about this now? Maybe that's just me, but I'm just curious why we waited a year to hear about this. The timing is very interesting in all of this. And we now have an update, of course, that now Jeff DeWitt has resigned this afternoon. And there's calls, of course, for, criminal proceedings. I mean, move, you know, now go after this guy. And I don't exactly know what law would have been. I mean,
extortion,
bribery, blackmail. I don't exactly know, but I mean, and how Arizona's laws would comport with the federal laws and all of that, and what, you know, how this works out.
Influence peddling, anything like
election
that.
Election interference. Go ahead, David.
But it's kind of like that. It's kind of like you're going after the little drug dealer to get to the big drug dealer, right? It's like, we'll go after him. We don't really want you. Who is it back east?
That's what I want to know.
Yes.
That's what
Bingo.
We want to know.
Bingo.
And the thing is, like, think about this. We're hearing about this. Now, if we see, you know, people, politicians end up on the boards of all these companies, they end up working for lobby companies, getting $200,000 speeches and stuff. Those are the people that said yes.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I would love to know who this is. And then there's a bunch of people in the chat are saying it's faked. So Vanessa Brookfield says, Clayton, it's faked. So what do you guys think? Do you guys think that this audio, and what part of it do you think is faked? Here's a conspiracy. You know, we question everything, right? We question everything. And I don't want to question Carrie Lake in all of this and say that, that she's lying here at all, but why now? I'm just curious why we're hearing about this now. And I guess the bigger question is, if it is faked, what's the purpose then? Is it to like elevate Carrie Lake to the purpose of becoming like vice president? And now you hear the audio of her praising Trump and then Trump picks her. Was it part of some like larger scheme? Like, would we find it? Was it like a sort of a Jesse Smollett scheme that we'd find out about? Like, who's, you know, I don't know. I just want to know why we waited a year to hear this. You know, she was being mocked in the press for telling people that this happened.
Right.
She could have, I mean, I'm just curious if she could have come out like right away and been like, by the way, and you guys are mocking me. Here's the audio tape that I recorded of this.
Well, maybe she didn't want to throw him under the bus, but somebody else did.
Yeah, maybe a staff member got a hold of her phone, got a hold of her voice memos.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's possible she was afraid too, but she doesn't sound very afraid. And she's kind of laughing it off like, no, not for sale. Get out of here.
No. And let me just say this. I mean, good for her. I mean, in this audio recording, she's completely saying, absolutely not. That's corruption. I will never do this. I'm going to run for the people of Arizona.
And
this
his is response is, if they're pushing a globalist agenda to when she says that, if they're pushing a globalist agenda, I can't do that. He doesn't say no. He's kind of like, we want the globalist agenda.
Yeah, he's kind of like, maybe have a globalist agenda. That's kind of what they're pushing for. But hey, you could have a nice boardroom seat if you'd like with a cushy job like Hunter Biden. You could have whatever you want, you know? And people in the chat are calling for criminal charges right now. What do you guys think about this in the chat room? I'm just curious. I just want to know more about I have a lot of questions. But so as of this hour, about an hour and a half ago, Jeff DeWitt did resign. He now has resigned as party chair in Arizona. And we'll see if we get to name names. Now the question is, who asked him to bribe Carrie Lake? We want names, like we want the Epstein list, right? We want those names.
I wonder if he's going to Epstein himself before we can get that far.
Well, that's what people in the chat are saying, too. Like, no, he did not kill himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I'd love to know these names. It'd be very, very interesting. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.